Hello everyone and welcome to this week's Leamington Hour podcast with me, Gary Jones. Hope everyone's had a fantastic week and you're all up for a really cool interview today. So this podcast we're going to be interviewing Lindsay Hooper, who owns and runs Hooper Hoops. Now she's a really cool lady and I'm going to let her talk to you about her story during the interview. But she's going to talk about what drives her, why she's passionate, a little bit about hula hooping and about the different stages and different grades you can get, and also some of the real cool events she's been at. But if you want to get in touch with the show, please let me know. And at this point, I want to say thank you to Lindsay and have a great interview, guys. Hello, everyone. So today I'm chuffed. I am joined by an official hooper, and in more ways than one. So I'm joined with Lindsay Hooper, and I'm going to let her tell you a little about what she does, and we'll have a chat for a bit. Hi, Lindsay. How
are
you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. So, tell the listeners of Radio Warwickshire kind of what you do and a bit about your business and you.
Okay, so by day I'm a web designer, graphic designer, and by night and weekend I am a hula hooper.
Woo-hoo.
So it goes with the name.
That's great.
So yeah, we have regular classes in Leamington.
Yeah.
They're held on a Wednesday night.
Okay.
They're in blocks of 6 or 4 weeks because it's a very physical activity. It's very tiring on the body and it's a lot mentally and physically to get into, which is...
Sure.
So it's a great workout all round.
Cool. So where is it held every Wednesday?
It's in Spencer's Yard at Heartbreak Production.
Yeah.
Tag in on Facebook as well if you want.
Cool.
Very easy to find and lots of art stuff going on around there as well.
Yeah, I know that's going to be the centre for the creative quarter when it all kicks off.
Yeah.
And Adam Heath from Purple Monsters involved in it quite a lot. So is obviously Heartbreak as well. So it's a good mecca for creative types and people to do different stuff there.
Yep, I mean, hula hooping is very different. It's not your traditional exercise.
No.
It's great if you're wanting to do something that's not the gym. Not gym bashing, but the gym is not for everybody.
It's not. So every class is how long again?
It's an hour we find that's kind of enough for people.
Yep.
That we have to break it down. We do a warm-up to make sure everybody's safe.
Got you.
And then we do a little recap from whatever's learnt in the previous week.
Yeah.
And then we look at some new content, so we'll be looking at different moves. It's not just around your waist. You can do things above your head, you can do a thing with your legs, you can do stuff around your neck, on your arms. It's an all body kind of workout. So these particular classes are more trick based, so they equip you with the tricks to go away and continue at home, so you've got a portable exercise rather than just sort of thinking I've got to get on this treadmill at the gym. I've got a hula hoop and I can do it at home in front of the TV whilst you're watching EastEnders or something.
And who typically goes to your groups? Have you got a certain demographic who goes, or?
And a completely wide age range.
Cool.
So I've got people in their 20s right through until sort of late 60s, 70s. And Alan, who comes to Hoop Club, which is every month, is 80. So.
Oh, dude, that's good.
No boundaries, absolutely no boundaries. So any ability, any size, you should not be worried about your weight or your size or your coordination. I have people who have got sort of dyspraxia or have had hip or knee replacements as well. So it's literally, we can cater to everybody. So
brilliant. Cool.
Don't be scared.
No, yeah. I think that's going to form with maybe a takeaway point later, but very much so. So tell us at this point, tell us a little bit about you and yourself. How did you get into hula hooping?
Oh, so it was about 7 years ago.
Okay.
I was at university at the time and I had 3 months to fill in the holidays. And I think I was a little bit low as well. And I just wanted some physical exercise that wasn't necessarily the gym. And I'd seen somebody on Facebook or YouTube doing this amazing hula hooping trick.
Mm.
And I wanted like this. I'd stopped drinking as well because I doesn't get on with my stomach.
No.
So I wanted something that I could go to the pub and be like, this is my party drink, guys. So I looked at this video and I was like, I have to be able to do that. And it took me 3 weeks to be able to just keep it around my waist.
Okay.
I was out there every day for about an hour just trying to keep it around my waist.
When you say out there?
I was out in my garden or
cool.
in the park. So it was the summer, so it was quite lucky. One of the rare sunny British summers. And I just went from there. I went down to Camden. There's a juggling shop there.
Okay.
And I brought my first hula hoop. I brought a very, very American DVD on how to to do all these tricks. And then once I'd sort of got there to the end of that video, I started looking online, and there was a club locally which I've now taken over the running of.
Oh, cool.
And it's spiraled from there. It's been fantastic, just grown and grown.
Nice. So what is it about hula hooping that you like, because you're passionate about it, I can tell.
Yeah,
that. So
absolutely love
what
it.
Really kind of, what does it for you?
It's different. I am not a gym person. I'm not very good at it, and it allows me to get some physical exercise wherever I want. And the people that get into it they have a similar sort of mentality about it.
Yeah.
It's very relaxing. You get a core workout, helps you sleep better, helps with your digestion. It's quite meditative as well. So
yeah,
the repetitive motion of the hoop going round any part of your body gets quite what we hoopers call into a flow.
Okay.
So you're into a flow state. So
yeah,
you can dance with it, you can learn tricks with it, you can use it for exercise. It's
okay,
very versatile. So.
And how long does it? Because it's something that I've never tried, and I know when we're in a different environment, because we're in Binswood Hall at the moment, which could be a bit...
We might break things if
yeah,
we try it. So.
There's lots of expensive art and stuff around.
Mm.
But I know I haven't tried it in the past, but it's something that I would give a go.
Yeah.
But how
yeah,
long does it take for someone to kind of get it, or does it vary on the person?
It completely varies. Some people pick it up instantly, and
yeah,
there are some people where it might take a few sessions. I mean,
okay,
myself, 3 weeks to try and just keep it around my waist, because I didn't have anybody teaching me the technique. So there is no right or wrong for it as well, and I think that's what appeals to
yeah,
me as well. So you can, there are a number of ways to do one particular trick. There is no right or wrong way. You're not going to get scolded by anybody. And yeah, so... So
that's
yeah, it could be. I mean, the 6 weeks we give for the beginner course usually are pretty apt to get the basics of hooping.
So you've got 6 week course,
yeah,
and then you go away, and in between the lessons, I'm guessing you practice.
Yeah,
your
it's entirely
core
up to
and
you.
Then...
Yeah, so if people want to practice, that's great. They can borrow the hoops from class
okay,
as well. So that's all included in the price of the class fee. If they don't, no worries, you can come back and practice.
Yeah.
But at the end of the course as well, there's a membership area on the website.
Okay.
So you get a recap video. So you get bombarded with quite a lot of information physically and mentally over the 6 weeks, which is great. But then you're like, oh, how do I remember it? Like, what did we do in week two? So there's this recap video, which you can go in and you can access at any point, as long as you've got internet access,
yeah,
or download it. And then you can go to the park and you can practice something from level one, week three, or level one, week five. So
perfect. Well, we'll take a break there and then we'll come back to it, because what I like to do in the next part is to discuss the different levels, because I see there's different
yeah,
levels
yeah,
competitions, events that you've got organized, because there's some cool ones coming up
yeah,
and also then how people can get in contact with you. Is that all right?
Yeah,
cool.
Great.
So cheers, we'll see you in a second. If you did want to get on the podcast, all you need to do is contact me through Twitter, search me at Leamington Hour, all one word, and then you'll be able to find us, connect with us. You can check me on LinkedIn and Facebook as well as Gary Jones. But mainly, let me know about your story. Let me know about your business or event, and we'll get it sorted. But I would love to have you on the show, and I would love to hear, promote, and connect you with other business owners and help you promote your business or service. Let's join Lindsay for part two of her cracking interview. So we're back with Lindsay. So if someone goes to your first block of 6 weeks and your first section, is there different levels that they can progress to?
Yeah, so in total I've got 5 levels.
Okay.
So level 1 is beginners, level 2 is the next step up, level 3 starts getting a little bit harder, and then
okay,
4 and 5 are sort of getting into sort of ninja skills. So
ninja skills?
Ninja skills, yeah. So it's really quite...
You've got to tell us what a ninja skill is, because that just sounds...
So the hula hoop's going around your neck.
Okay.
You can shove your shoulder up through there,
yeah,
through the hula hoop, and then duck your head out, so it's spinning just around your shoulder.
What?
There are other tricks as well, ninja skills, like it just hula hooping on your knee. So you've got your knee out on a horizontal plane, it's
okay,
around that. So it's, yeah. So these are 5 levels that I've put together so that people can access even harder stuff.
Yeah.
Because the hooping world has progressed quite a lot since I joined it in 7 years ago.
Okay, yeah.
So the 5 courses should enable you to get onto a level where you can go on to really hard stuff or start making up your own tricks.
Okay.
So, it's not a sort of standardised thing across the UK. It's what I've personally put together through my own 7 years experience.
Sure.
There are other courses out there, and there is no sort of ministry of hula hooping. It's not like with karate where you need to go and sort of work up to a black belt to be a complete ninja.
No.
So it's calm. It's great.
Cool. But you can still become a ninja.
Oh yeah, totally.
Ninjas are cool. There's no getting around it. Ninjas are cool. They are. Yeah.
Oh
yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, have you had any on the same kind of points as the different levels? Have you had any kind of anybody or any good stories about people progressing through hula hooping and how it's helped them just in general life?
Yeah. So I get a lot of people who come to me and sort of say, "Oh, I'm completely not coordinated. I can't even catch a ball when I'm playing rounders or cricket or something." And then sort of after maybe 6 weeks, or maybe they come back after level two, they sort of say, "Oh my goodness, somebody threw something at me in the kitchen and I caught it straight away." And I'm like, there you go, it's improved your coordination. Or I get a lot of people coming up to me and saying that they feel much healthier and just generally much happier since starting it. And quite a few people have said that it's helped with depression or anxiety. So, mm-hmm. And social... I have quite a few people who have social anxiety, and even though some of them might struggle to get to class, overall it does definitely help them.
So it improves with their confidence as well as their
core. Hugely. Body confidence, mental confidence, everything. It's really holistic. So,
perfect. Yeah. Cool. Do you hold your own events?
Yes, so we have workshops.
Okay.
The next one coming up is a fire hula hooping workshop.
Yeah.
You heard that right.
Yeah.
So we have a hula hoop with spokes on the end and wicks on the end of the spokes. And I teach everybody, all you need to be able to do is hula hoop on your waist.
Yep.
That's it. So, and we take you through the fire safety for a good half hour.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a first aider on hand as well. And we get close to the fire.
Yeah.
And then we start fire hula hooping.
Sadly, that shows now, that event would have passed since it's aired. Because this is going a week after the event. But you could become a ninja and hula hoop with fire.
Oh, yeah. We'll be running it again in October.
Brilliant.
We've got flow workshops as well, so you can dance with your hula hoop later in July. We're doing various festivals as well, so teaching at various events.
So what kind of festivals where are you going to be?
So the biggest one in Leamington will be the Peace Festival.
So we'll
be there. We're looking at trying to do Leamington Carnival as well.
Nice.
And possibly tagging on the end of Art at the Park. Art in the Park.
Cool. So the three big ones in Leamington, really.
Yeah, hoping to be there.
Yeah.
So, definitely the Peace Festival for the moment. So you can come down, have a little go. The hoops will be out on the grass as they have been the last couple of years. So pick it up, have a go.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure I saw you last year at the Peace Festival. And it always looks good fun.
Oh, definitely. Don't be scared. Come and have a go. That's what the hoops are there for. Don't be put off by the kids, because they always muscle in.
And kids are always annoyingly good at it.
Not always, though.
No? Okay.
No, we have quite a lot of... This is quite interesting when we get to the festivals, because quite a lot of the kids come up and they even though you think they might be able to do it, quite a lot of them really struggle. Some people seem to pick it up and then others take a little bit longer. So,
and I suppose that's fair enough, because everyone develops at different stages.
Exactly. As I said before, no right or wrong way to do it. So.
Perfect. Now, I always ask everybody who comes onto the show to leave the listeners with a golden nugget or a takeaway point. So what would your golden nugget or takeaway point be?
So if you've got any sort of body confidence issues, if you're worried about your weight, or if you're worried that you won't be good enough, put all of that aside and just come along to class, because it doesn't matter at the end of the day. We have everybody, every shape, every size, every weight, every ability. Doesn't matter, we'll cater to it. You just come along, give it a go.
Spot on. I've just remembered something that I spoke to you about, which was pretty cool earlier on, but we haven't included. So we were speaking about events that we've been at. And there was one pretty cool event that you were telling me about.
Yep, so we do sort of fire hooping and LED hooping for various events like weddings and festivals, but I got asked to go and LED hoop for Just Jack at the Indigo O2 Arena, which is
Brilliant.
Part of the O2 as part of this massive gig evening. So yeah, available to book out if you want ambient or choreographed performance.
So. I like that. And weddings and
yeah, hen parties as well. We do that kind of thing. So.
Spot on. Cool. So if someone wanted to get a hold of you,
yep.
How would they find you?
So on our website, it's hooperhoops.co.uk, or you can email us at hello@hooperhoops.co.uk.
Perfect.
Or we're on Facebook.
Cool. So. Are you on Twitter and that kind of
yep,
thing as well?
Twitter as well. Facebook's the really big one though. So.
Got you. So check out the website, check out the email address. Well, yep. Send anything over, as well as the Facebook.
Yep, Hooper Hoops on Facebook.
Perfect. Well, cheers, Lindsay, for coming down.
Thank you very much.
And, yeah, take care.
Cheers.
Thank you very much, Lindsay, for a really cool interview. Really enjoyed it, and it was great to meet you. Next week, we've got a really, really cool interview from Kate and Kate, who own and run Diesel Art in Leamington Spa. Now, Diesel Art's a little bit different to most galleries because they change their exhibition every 3 weeks and they talk about their passions, their drives, what art means to them and also what they love to do. So if you fancy checking that out, tune in next week, tell your friends, share it on social media, let's get the word out that we've got some really cool interviews on this show. Also, if you want to check out the radio show, check it out Radio Walks. Have a great week and I will see you next time and take care and share.